Chapter 8. John Journeys North. John still had confused ideas about the coming kingdom and its king. The longer he preached, the more confused he became. But never did this intellectual uncertainty concerning the nature of the coming kingdom in the least lessen his conviction of the certainty of the kingdom's immediate appearance. In mind, John might be confused, but in spirit, never. He was in no doubt about the coming kingdom, but he was far from certain as to whether or not Jesus was to be the ruler of that kingdom. As long as John held to the idea of the restoration of the throne of David, the teachings of his parents that Jesus, born in the city of David, was to be the long-expected deliverer seemed consistent. But at those times when he leaned more toward the doctrine of a spiritual kingdom and the end of the temporal age on earth, he was sorely in doubt as to the part Jesus would play in such events. Sometimes he questioned everything, but not for long. He really wished he might talk it all over with his cousin, but that was contrary to their expressed agreement. As John journeyed north, he thought much about Jesus. He paused at more than a dozen places as he traveled up the Jordan. It was at Adam that he first made reference to another one who is to come after me, in answer to the direct question which his disciples asked him, "Are you the Messiah?" And he went on to say, "There will come after me one who is greater than I, whose sandal straps I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And his shovel is in his hand thoroughly to cleanse his threshing floor. He will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff will he burn up with the judgment fire." In response to the questions of his disciples, John continued to expand his teachings, from day to day adding more that was helpful and comforting compared with his early and cryptic message. "Repent and be baptized." By this time, throngs were arriving from Galilee and the Decapolis. Scores of earnest believers lingered with their adored teacher day after day.